It's been 7 months now since coronavirus cases began to spike in Massachusetts and Governor Baker declared a state of emergency. WBUR editor and commentator Chloe Axelson says when she thinks about the before times and how we used to live and move about, she almost can't believe it. Here's her meditation on seven surreal months.
My six-year-old twins have been going to first grade remotely since the middle of September. It's okay and also terrible, kind of like the last 7 months have been. It's not their teacher's fault. She's warm and so well prepared. It's just that this new normal, where our kids go to school at home and we work from desks in our bedrooms and people check the daily COVID-19 rate like it's the weather, is very far from normal. As the coronavirus took hold last winter, the author George Saunders wrote a letter to his creative writing students. "It's good for the world for a writer to bear witness," he wrote, "and it's good for the writer too, especially if she can bear witness with love and humor and, despite it all, some fondness for the world, just as it's manifesting, warts and all." I took solace in his words. As a writer and a person who works with writers, they reminded me of my purpose. But as the pandemic wore on and 10,000 deaths became 50,000 and now 200,000 with no end in sight, a sort of numbness set in. The question we once asked each other to be polite, "How are you?" is oddly intimate now. "Oh, I'm fine," we answer. It goes without saying that we're exhausted and furious, but we're still here. We're alive. This very human ability of ours to adapt, to find the best in things, to acclimatize to death and pain, also seems to me like our kryptonite. As we take on water and stay afloat, we're at risk of losing the thread of what we've lost or how hard all of this is. My girls have glow-in-the-dark stars on the ceiling in their room. Over one kid's bed, we tacked the Big Dipper, and over the others, a comet, or maybe it's a shooting star. Either way, I gaze up at it when it's my turn to tuck them in. Their world, our world, has become unimaginably small. But when I'm lying on their floor, after I've read books and tickled backs, it's easier for a moment just to be.